mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot-7-inch Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the Cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
John and Brenda Miller, owners of National Car Sales in Kerrville, Texas, believe God called them to sponsor this radio show about the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden because they want people to know their great God. The Millers believe God is using the 24-acre garden to bring thousands of people to the love of Jesus Christ. The free garden, open 365 days a year, is located right on IH-10 in the heart of the Texas Hill Country. The peace and power of God is evident to visitors, many of whom have traveled across the USA and the world just to visit the non-denominational Christian garden. The garden is filled with stunning monumental sculptures and 77 scripture tiles inscribed with the Bible verses in Spanish, English, and German. A beautiful cross-shaped garden leads to the empty cross, the most symbolic cross sculpture in the world. This magnificent open cross represents the narrow gate, the way, the door, the strong tower, and the mighty fortress. Come experience this amazing free outdoor tabernacle. You will never be the same.
We're back with Max Griner. Max, we're going to do a show about the Holy Spirit today. Why?
Well, this whole program is about the Holy Spirit. Roy, he's the third person of the Trinity. And, you know, there are a lot of wonderful shows on this station about the Bible and good teaching, but there's just not very much of it talks about the Holy Spirit. And I'm not sure why that is, but we want to talk about the Holy Spirit because He is God with us now, and He is the one that's moving in our lives. When we pray, He communicates that and gets that to the Father and to Jesus. And so this program is about the Holy Spirit that's working in our lives today. And so we have a show about His activities.
Right. It's about the Holy Spirit. And I think about this all the time when I go up the cross and spend time myself. It's about Him showing up there. And if you have any doubt that the Holy Spirit is real, and I'm not a real, quote, religious person. I don't have a degree in theology or anything like that. All I know is when I go to that cross, if you have any question whether the Holy Spirit is real, just go up there a few times and hang out by yourself. And you'll know that it is because you can't help but walk away from there and feel it.
Right.
It's manifested everywhere.
Right. And He's wonderful.
And it's not just for people that are, quote, Christians. I've seen atheists and agnostics and all kinds of people that go up there out of curiosity.
Right.
And I've heard a guy, he shared that with me one time, that he was having this feeling. He didn't necessarily say he was going to quit being an atheist, but he said something was going on. He didn't know what it is. But for an atheist to say that, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
So you know the power of the Holy Spirit is strong on that cross, if an atheist is saying that.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, let's talk about the miracle of the week. We had a great event on Easter, and if that was not a miracle, I don't know what is.
Yep.
We had all these people show up, and they even, and especially I was there on Sunday mornings, and it rained, and people were didn't leave, and they kept coming. Talk about that a little bit, about our miracle.
Yeah, we have the miracle of the week. This week is one of the miracles that happened at Easter. And, again, there were quite a few that we could share, but this one was kind of neat because I was up at the cross with a friend, Chris Daniel, later, and we were there, and a stranger walked up to us. It was about 10:30 at night, and as we were there, this lady walked up to me, and she didn't know who I was, and it was dark, and she said, excuse me, but have y'all been glittered? and I said, I looked at her, and I said, you mean that golden dust that forms? She said, yeah. And I said, yeah, we've been glittered. And she said, isn't it wonderful? And I said, yeah, it is. And she said, I was here with these people at Easter and at their Easter service. And not only did I get this glitter all over me when they prayed, but my eyes got healed. And I said, oh, really? Your eyes got healed? And she says, yeah, my eyes got healed. And she had some kind of a disease where she sees multiple images of something. When she looks at a person, she sees six or seven of them side by side.
Ooh, that could be confusing.
Yeah, that could be confusing. And she said, when they prayed, my eyes got healed. And I said, well, that's wonderful. And I said, is it all the way 100% better? And she said, well, not all the way 100%, but it's so much better than it was. It's like I just see two people now. And so,
yeah, but that's an improvement.
That's improvement
if you're
over
used
six
to
or seven.
Six and eight, two is good.
That's right. And so Chris Daniel was there, and he just said, well, let's pray. And let's get that last person out of the picture, you know. And anyway, so we just prayed and with her there on the cross, and she got healed and said she now just saw one when she looked, and she started crying and weeping, and it was just really a precious moment. And she said, you know, I had one other prayer that I'd get to meet the person that started this garden. And I looked at her and I said, well, I'm Max Greiner, and my wife and I were called to start this garden, and God loves to answer prayers. And then she really started crying because God had answered that prayer. She didn't know she was talking to us and that we were just people there at the cross at night, and it was just really precious.
What a story. And, you know, the thing is, if you're listening in this morning, let me tell you, there are more stories than you think that happened there. And a lot of times when people come there, just like the story Max had, they don't come there necessarily knowing that this is going to happen. They're exploring it for the first time and hoping, but they don't know for sure. But it is amazing when this happens, and it happens more times than not.
I got the pictures. I took pictures. Right. I remember Chris was pointing to her eyes, and they're filled with tears, but it's just captured the joy of the moment, captured the miracle.
All right, and if you're listening, too, we're going to give you the website for the cross where you know where to go and how to get up there and get more information from it at the end of the program. But without further ado, Max, let's bring our guest that was here last week back again, please.
Yeah, we've got Lueta Roschke back with us again, and she's a super talented lady, and she's a member of the Board of Trustees of the Coming King Foundation, and she is a multiple gift bearer. She has just been gifted by God with many, many supernatural gifts, also many natural gifts, and one of the natural gifts is her ability to sing and to do music and perform, and she's just got a beautiful voice, and she's got a band called Cross Generation Band.
Beautiful energy.
Yeah. And she's got the anointing, and she carries the power of the Holy Spirit. She preaches and teaches, has her own television show, and we're just honored to have her, and what God thankfully told her to come help the Coming King Foundation, and so once we found a warm volunteer here that would help us, we started assigning her stuff, and there hadn't been anything she can do yet, but she was in charge of pulling together our Easter events and all
and
the different people,
and
it was a lot, with a lot of moving parts, and she just did a wonderful job, and so she's here with us today to share some more of her story, Roy.
Lueta, the question I have to ask you is, why do you donate so much of your time and gifts to the Coming King Foundation? It's a lot of work. And I've been around now for about 5 years, and I've seen you put all this together. And I've done events before, big events, and it's a lot of work. And so I watch you run around all the time up there, and I have to go sit down just because I'm tired of looking at you do all that work.
Well, get up and help me.
Well, I'm always there for you, Lueta.
I know you are. You're
spirit
you're
is
great
willing,
support.
But the body is weak. I think there's a verse about that.
That's right.
Well, tell us why you donate. Why you do this?
Well, I do it because I feel that the Holy Spirit has directed and guided me to do that, that He's called me to do it. But also, God is there. I mean, the presence of God is there, and people's lives are being changed, and there's a lot of fruit. So I want to be in on that if that's what God, you know, has led me to do, and I believe God has done that.
Now, I understand that, the garden, the Coming King Foundation and the prayer garden there, has changed your personal walk with God. How did that happen?
Well, it opened up my eyes to different ways that the Lord can move. I've always been in churches that believed in miracles, signs, and wonders.
So it was not a new idea for you to see miracles happen.
Right.
You've seen
that
before.
Right, right. But just the presence of the Lord is so strong there, and there are the manifestations of the glory dust and different things that I just flat out actually I did not believe in at all. And I told the Lord he's going to have to show me that. I said, Lord, I'm a doubting Thomas. I do not believe that's happening. And I was standing there leading worship one time up there, and all of a sudden
at
the cross, I had such a heavy presence of the Lord. I could just feel it while I was singing. And I felt like the Lord himself came up behind me and wrapped his arms around me. And a lady sitting in the audience came up to me afterwards. She said, you know what I saw happen, what I saw when you were leading worship? I said, what? She said, I saw Jesus walk up behind you and put his arms around me. And I not said a word. And then I was covered. I mean, it looked like somebody had just put thousands and thousands of particles of glitter on
me. And I spotted, I think I was the first one to spot it because I'm used to looking for this stuff. But it was her face, her hair, her hands, her clothes. And it was not even a real bright place we were at.
No.
She was just sparkling.
I was shimmering.
And I didn't know she was a doubting Thomas.
Oh,
see,
I
didn't know she was thinking I was a nut. You know,
God took care of that, huh?
Yes, he really showed off. He said, yes, it's real. But, you know, it's like Moses when he came down from the mountain. They had to put a veil over his face because his face shone so much with the glory and the radiance of God. Well, I feel like that's what happened to me.
It scared the Jews back then.
Yeah,
the Hebrews.
But I looked in the mirror and I said, oh, my goodness, okay, I'm going to believe now.
Listen, you had an amazing miracle happen with your son. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that.
Well, I can only hit the highlights because it's pretty amazing. But when I was pregnant with my son, I knew something was wrong. I just knew it. Just the constant movement. Something was not right. And I was praying about it. And when he was born, he had all kinds of problems. He had neurological problems. His legs would jerk. He would jerk. He ended up being diagnosed with ADHD, the worst they'd ever seen. And this was diagnosed by a doctor in this part of the hemisphere who's supposed to be the best pediatric neurologist. And oppositional defiant disorder. I mean, one thing after another. And my son was just tormented. He truly was. He couldn't be still. He couldn't rest. And he wasn't violent, but he ended up breaking things and hurting people, but didn't mean to. And I took him to the doctor at 3 years old. They diagnosed him with all this. And they told me to have him, he would have to be in an institution. That's what they told me. And that for my daughter's safety.
So they basically said there was no hope.
There's no hope. He said he was going to have to be medicated all the time. He'd never be in a regular class. He'd have to be institutionalized. And if I didn't institutionalize him, to put him, to take my daughter out of the home. And I cried out to God. And I said, no, we're not accepting that. Put him on medication for a little while, just sent him out in orbit. And one of those medications caused a bunch of fear and ticks, you know, and he would sit and rock and hit his head and just hum, and he couldn't speak right either. He had a central auditory processing problem called a CAP. It meant what someone said to him. By the time he processed it, he couldn't understand it, and then he couldn't speak it out. So we had a lot of problems. But God, the Lord began to show me what to pray, and he gave me a scripture arsenal. I mean, God's still alive. God still moves. And I was given no hope. There was no way this was going to change. It was going to have to be my life. That's basically what they said. You're right. No hope. But the Spirit of God says, the Word of God, I'm going to give you some scriptures. You're not going to deny the reality of his symptoms, but you're going to take those scriptures, and you're going to take authority with the Word. And a scripture that he gave me, the biggest one, was he's a disciple taught of the Lord. Great is his peace and undisturbed composure. And I began to put his name in that.
So your son is better?
Let me tell you what my son is. The one they said would never be in regular school. He graduated 4.0, regular class, never was taken out of a regular class. 4.0, high school, master's,
so prayer works.
And doctorate.
PhD. now,
mm-hmm.
4.0.
So what is your advice to parents with desperate situations?
Seek the Lord. God has an answer. He will give you the scriptures to pray over them and how to stand and do what you can in the natural, but you believe God, because the Bible says, call those things that be not as though they were. I never treated my son like he was different than anybody else. I will say this. If he needed a spanking for something he did, I would spank him, but I taught him the word, and I preached the word. I spoke the word and prayed it over him, and God's word began to change the reality. The truth of God's word changes reality, and he'll do that for you.
Now, if you're listening in right now and you're in that situation and you want to get a hold of us here at the Coming King Foundation, Max, how do they get in touch with us where maybe they could hook up with Loida or somebody to pray for them and help them?
Yeah, well, the website, the Coming King Foundation, just www.thecomingkingfoundation.org. But Loida, what's your website?
It's Loida.org, Louada.org.
Loida.
.org.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, the bottom line is we all face stuff that's bad in this life. And no matter what somebody says, some doctor, somebody else, it isn't over till God says it's over. And when you appeal to heaven, which is what Louada and her husband and the family did for this child, God came in and intervened and worked a miracle. And we are his kids, and we can ask as his kids. And so we just would encourage everybody to do what Louada did. Seek the Lord. Do the natural. Go, you know, let the doctors do what they can do. But this was past what the doctors could do. Mm-hmm. And she got a miracle for her son, and he's an incredible young man.
Were you connected with the cross then?
No, the cross wasn't even there.
This is before the cross had happened.
No, not at that point.
So this is just on faith that you established through your life.
Yeah, the Lord gave me the plan. Of how to pray and what to do, and God did it.
Max, thanks for being here this week. Any closing comments real quick?
Just that I hope that's given some people hope out there and that are listening to this, because there are things in our lives that just the mountain's too big to get over. But God said, speak to the mountain, and it'll be moved. And it's just so encouraging when we hear stories about, you know, your son, Louada, and how he just worked an incredible miracle. So, folks, don't give up. Seek the Lord. Dig into that Bible and that scripture, and nothing is impossible for our God.
Louada, thanks for being here today.
Thank
and your
you.
Website one more time.
Louada.org, Louada.org.
Here's Sherry Greiner with our visitor's comment this week.
Hi, it's Sherry again, and I have some more quotes and wonderful comments for you, and I will continue on from last week. As always, I do appreciate it when you send these in, and I will read them. We read each and every comment, and we will read yours on the radio if you'll send us one. First of all, for today, we have one that I think is really neat. It says, you have to just see it at least once a week. You can feel the anointing up there. And this was from Thomas Williams from Ranchers Facebook. Okay, the next one is from Neatsy Bird in Houston, Texas. She says, amazing. My husband and I came across this by accident just traveling through. But this weekend is Easter weekend, and we made reservations in Kerrville to take our grandkids to Enchanted Rock. And we were so excited that they will be able to see this garden. A perfect time to visit. You will not believe the peace and serenity on these grounds. We left our prayer requests for our grandchildren, and now they can too. Next one is from Beaumont, Texas, which is where we originally are from. She says, heaven on earth, this is truly an awesome and inspirational place to visit. The presence of God can be felt if you open your heart to it. An excellent place to pray and commune with the Lord. My family will definitely be visiting frequently. And Hill Country Adventures on TripAdvisor website said, amazing spiritual journey. Must see. We just visited the garden for the first time on Easter. This is a must-do for anyone looking for a place to be inspired and be able to hear from God. Make the time to walk the entire path around the cross, and you will be glad you did. Next is from Busy Mama, and she left this on TripAdvisor. Amazing! It is truly amazing and peaceful, beautiful on top of the hill. There's a sense of tranquility and closeness to God. We admired all the beauty he shares with us daily. The sunset was just as amazing as well. And last for today, Cindy C. from Abilene, Texas said, inspirational and amazing. Must see up close. Just don't mistakenly take the I-10 entrance. The content is inspirational, and the story behind its construction is amazing. And once again, I'm sad to say, but I am out of time, and I have to go. So I'll see you next week. Bye.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks, this is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our four websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.